morning and a very warm welcome to a new Pentest People Tech Bite. On today's episode, we tackle a crucial question. Is the cybersecurity talent shortage a crisis or an opportunity? As the demand for cybersecurity professionals continues to grow at an unprecedented rate, organisations around the world are struggling to find the skilled workers they need to protect their networks, data and assets from cyber threats. But is this talent shortage a looming crisis, or could it be an opportunity for innovation and growth? Join us as I speak with experts today in the field of cybersecurity to get their insights on this critical issue and what it means for the future of cybersecurity. But before we get started today, let's have a weekly rundown of the recent cybersecurity news. A Twitter hacker has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for $120,000 of crypto scams. The US Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has added a batch of 6 flaws to its known exploited vulnerabilities, and the newly discovered Chinese nation actor known as Vault Typhoon has been observed to be active in the wild since at least mid-2020, with the hacking crew linked to never-before-seen tradecraft to retain remote access to its targets of interest. And now I am excited to welcome two of our highly experienced consultants on today's episode, Jasmine and Omi. Welcome, guys. Great to have you both on. How are you both doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing great. It's always good to be back.
Hi there. Yeah, I'm really good too. So good to be here.
So let's dive into our topic for today and explore just how severe the cyber talent shortage really is. So guys, with the demand for cyber professionals skyrocketing, organizations around the world are scrambling to find skilled workers to fill important roles and to protect their valuable assets from cyber threats. But just how bad is the talent shortage and what factors have contributed to its growth? I'd like to turn to our first guest, Jasmine, to share her insights on this critical issue. Shall we start with you, Jasmine?
Yeah, so in my opinion, the cybersecurity talent shortage has massively been impacted by the growing rate that the persistent challenges in the industry, and there are several factors that have fueled the issue. One of the main factors is the rapid expansion of technology, and obviously with that, the expansion of cyber threats, and they've become more advanced. With that, we need more specialised and skilled expertise to combat the issue effectively.
Omi, is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, I'd like to add some numbers to this to give some context, and I'm going to be the numbers guy today. So let's look at some of the reports that we have, right? One of the most important ones would be a report by the ISC titled Cybersecurity Workforce Study. And this was released 2022. The new one's obviously in the works. The 2022 report suggested that there's a 3.4 million professional workforce gap that exists. So this study that they released depict that there's 3.4 million professionals needed to close the global workforce gap. As it stands, there's about 4.7 million professionals currently in the cybersecurity industry, and it's grown about 464,000 since last year.
Wow.
And it doesn't seem a lot. I mean, at this point, when you see a lot of people talking about the awareness and spreading the word, you'd feel like there should be more people in the workforce. And I definitely see it as a crisis less than an opportunity.
Yeah.
But it's not something that's so binary. It's not so black and white. I think there's a 60-40 situation that's happening here.
I think it's a really good new approach that they've made with this report. And I think given the severity of the cyber talent shortage, it's crucial that the industry adapts effective strategies to recruit and train new cyber professionals. As we all know, staff training in any workplace is vital. With that in mind, Omi, could you please share with us how the cyber industry is currently addressing the talent shortage and what innovative strategies are being used to recruit and train new cyber professionals into the industry?
So in a zoomed out view, I think there are two strategies in play at the moment. So one being, and both obviously relating to the recruitment of cyber professionals, one being the buy-in. So what companies do is that they have a really lucrative job offer with a really high paying salary, And that's how you get more professionals. You pay a lot more than what others are offering and get them in. So you basically buy your way in.
So it kind of attracts them as well.
Absolutely. So you could see bigger Fortune 500 companies benefiting from this, but they've also sort of deviated from this path because they've realized there's actually more room in the second method, which is the build approach, which Pentest people also follow. So it's basically recruiting cybersecurity professionals that are just starting in or have less experience, but have the potential to be really good at this. So we build and train our employees within the organization, and we sort of make this network and have this diverse type of testing. And it's not just type of ethical hacking. There's also other fields. Like I'd like to say the whole red team and blue team experience. Yeah. So definitely quite a few different approaches here. And I'd say that the build approach does look more, it has more incentives than buy-in, because you're developing yourself as well as others around you, and growing together is, in my opinion, the better way.
Definitely in agreement with you there. Jasmine, are there any other strategies that you would like to add?
No, not really. I'd just follow on with what Omi said. So like the building where you've got internships and apprenticeships, which are a great way to get practical experience and on-the-job training. But another one that maybe wasn't mentioned so much is collaborating with academic institutes such as universities, performing talks, encouraging the new generation, but also with that, working with universities to make sure that the programs that they're teaching the students are matching in line with the current cyber threats that we're facing. So as you know, cybersecurity is constantly a constantly growing environment. You've got to constantly update yourself and constantly stay educated.
Yeah, definitely.
That's really interesting, because I myself went through a master's degree to get into the cyber profession. And it's very interesting because now you see a lot of undergraduate degrees also offering cybersecurity. So the earlier, the better. I think that's something that's improved over the last few years, I would say. And again, what I do accept from Jasmine's point of view is it's not happening enough. There should be more collaboration between universities and the industry. And I think there's a little bit of a gap there. And I think a sort of like yearly conference regarding the situation would make it a lot easier, because I accept that there's universities trying a different approach. So they have specializations. So they provide two different ways. So you could go into digital forensics, or you could go into penetration testing. You can also get cybersecurity as a whole, try to understand risk management and risk assessment, try to understand the law aspect of cybersecurity, as well as a different courses that offer cybersecurity management. So for individuals at higher positions and someone with more power and how much influence they can have, them receiving this training also goes a long way, and not just technical professionals.
As we explore potential solutions to the cybersecurity talent shortage, technology is often mentioned as a key factor, how Jasmine mentioned earlier on, and we all know technology is developing rapidly around the world. With advances in automation and machine learning technologies, some experts believe that these tools could play a significant role in filling the skills gap and addressing the talent shortage. So to discuss this further, I'd like to ask you both, what role do you see technology playing in addressing the talent shortage? And how can automation and machine learning help fill the skills gap today?
Automation can help with the things such as assessing skills or providing personalized training. It could also help in streamlining recruitment. I think that's something that technology is already used for today. But it's also important to remember that technology should just be complementing this and not replacing human skills. And it's important to balance technology and human expertise, especially with tackling this talent shortage that we're facing.
Right. And I think to give an example of this would be Microsoft's latest tool, which is the Security Copilot. So it uses the generative AI, the ChatGPT-4, to sort of, I guess, enhance the experience of incident response and threat detection. Again, this isn't something that replaces a cyber professional. It's just a tool that helps you identify these things. And I think this is something that you'll see a lot moving forward, something that just helps cyber professionals, because an individual in this industry cannot be replaced anytime soon. And I only see it growing.
It's becoming really popular now, is ChatGPT.
Absolutely.
As we've discussed, the cyber talent shortage is a complex issue that affects all organizations across all industries and sectors. One potential solution is for companies and government agencies to collaborate and work together to address this challenge and improve their cybersecurity overall. So to explore this topic further, I'd like to ask you both as well, how can companies and government agencies collaborate to address the cyber talent shortage, and what steps can they take to improve cybersecurity more broadly?
Well, I would say that the governments could help by providing more funding and more awareness into, as we mentioned before, internships and apprenticeships within cybersecurity. But not only that, when I was younger, I didn't have any clue about cybersecurity or that it even existed. And so I would definitely say there could be a lot more put into getting that out there, telling schools from a young age, like maybe secondary schools, when you're looking at your GCSEs, and make it a more known topic of cybersecurity. I mean, there is such opportunity in it, but as we're discussing at the moment, there's also a crisis within that too. And maybe starting from the bottom and getting the word out there more about the field, about the opportunities that are there, that could definitely assist with it.
Right. And to sort of differentiate between the public and private sector, we need to know where the influence lies, right? So it's not something that so to explain the sort of the difference between public and private sectors, the private sector owns and manages most of the IT infrastructure. Most technology companies are private. The public sector is best positioned to facilitate the training of cybersecurity experts, just like Jasmine said earlier. So again, you know, providing more funding and collaborating with universities just would in total just help in training cybersecurity professionals and raising awareness.
I think it's always good to learn from a young age as well. If you are listening to this podcast today and you are in high school or you are in college, here at Pentest People, we do offer apprenticeships, we offer work experience. So if you are interested, you can get in contact with our team. And guys, so far, great points. Let's now take a quick break to give our listeners a chance to process all the information so far. And if you haven't already, be sure to follow our Spotify channel to keep up to date with the latest episodes. We'll be right back. And welcome back, guys. Before the break, we discussed how severe the cybersecurity talent shortage is and what factors are affecting its growth. Now I'd like to turn our focus point to individuals who are interested in pursuing a career in the cyber field. With the demand for cyber professionals only expected to grow in the coming years, what advice do you have for individuals who want to prepare themselves for the challenges and opportunities of a career in cybersecurity, and what steps can they take to stand out in a competitive job market?
I'd say trying to find your interest early on really goes a long way, because cybersecurity is a vast field. It's really diverse, and I don't want to say no one, but certainly it's hard to find individuals with who are sort of jack of all trades, you know, experts in every single field. It's hard to find them. That therefore increases their value. But someone who's just starting, I'd suggest really focusing into one thing that you like, in one type of division, I would say, that you would like to go in. Because if you just look at the growth of the industry in 2020, the cyber industry grew 41% from the previous year. In 2021, it grew 53% from the previous year.
Wow.
And 2023 is predicted to grow 72% from last year.
That's so amazing.
There's definitely a huge demand for cyber professionals, and it's only going to increase as technology grows. I think we walk hand in hand together.
Yeah, just to add on what Omi would say, similarly, you know, you need to be looking at what kind of area you'd like to go in, because as he says, cybersecurity is very broad. But also there's proactive steps that you can take, such as gaining a solid foundation in computer science and IT, definitely. formal education isn't as important, in my opinion. I mean, I came into this role without a graduate degree or anything like that. I think if you put your mind to it and you work at it, you can do anything you want, really. So just giving yourself that background and getting that that foundation in cybersecurity. And then if it's depending on what you want to go with, but in things like pen testing, you can look at certain certifications. I mean, there's millions out there, but the ones that stand out would be like Security Plus, Certified Ethical Hacker. But again, I'm just honing in on more of a pen testing side of cybersecurity. And like Omi said, it's a very, very broad field. But yeah, definitely actually taking the proactive approach, because it's you can go out there and get an apprenticeship if you're showing that, you know, this is something you want to do and you're putting the time in and studying it and trying to get yourself that foundation already, then you're going to probably be able to go out there and get an apprenticeship.
Definitely. Talking about apprenticeships, Jasmine, we know people here that have done apprenticeships and now they are fully qualified consultants. So apprenticeships are a very good opportunity to get yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some of the most knowledgeable people that we have here in the business are people who started on apprenticeships and have, you know, developed on that.
And now they do talks at universities, they're developing further. So before sorry, Omi.
Yeah. Sorry, I just like to add to this point, and I think it's very important. As a young professional, when you do these certificates, it sort of adds on to your confidence. And I'd just like to say that cybersecurity in general is a field where you can learn more at the job than by developing yourself before you start
100%.
This job. Yes. So you learn a lot more when you're working in this industry rather than completing these certificates. But of course, you know, doing these certificates help in giving you that confidence of and basically being...
proactive.
Yeah, being proactive and just understanding what you're looking at, what results you find.
Yeah, and to add that, Omi, I think with any job really, it's the same. Getting on-hand experience, it makes you stand out from the rest of the people on a job application. And before we wrap up our discussion today, I'd like to look ahead to the future of the cybersecurity landscape. With the talent shortage continuing to affect the industry, it's clear that we'll need to adapt and evolve in order to stay ahead of emerging threats. So to close our conversation today, I'd like to ask you both, what changes do you think we will all see in the cyber landscape as the talent shortage continues to be a challenge for the industry, and what new trends or innovation can we expect, and how can all organizations prepare themselves for the changing landscape?
So I'd say the talent shortage is going to continue to cause a big impact, and maybe worryingly, as much as machine learning might be helping us, that could also cause a bit of a problem in the future. But then with that, obviously on the other side of the token, we could see quite some advanced technologies coming out for threat detection and response through the use of AI and the ongoing technology that's advancing all the time.
Well, I expect something that I'd classify as a problem now, and that's basically job openings classifying entry-level positions as a mid to senior level position. So they at the moment there's a lot that's asked from a candidate, and this might be an issue for really talented individuals graduating out of university who have their potential and who can really show what they're capable of, just not being given the chance. And I think this would change over time as more companies accept these young individuals who are very passionate about this field and eager to learn and really perform well. So this would really help the rest of the industry grow as well. I think, definitely one of the biggest problems right now is a lot is expected out of an entry-level position.
In my opinion, I think there's quite a concern coming from AIs and machines, because there's an increased reliance on automation in the future. My concern is the concern that we may have from the future developing from artificial intelligence. A lot of people are increasing their reliance on automation, artificial intelligence, and machine learning to compensate for human resources. But then on the other side of the token, we can see a lot of advances in technology through the use of the AIs and the way that we're advancing as well. So there's to the two sides of it. I also think, as Omi was saying, the shortage of actual human skills in the field, but that's also creating a huge competition where other businesses are wanting to steal the limited amount of skills that we've got within cybersecurity. And so that's creating quite a fierce market as well.
Really good information, really good points from both of you today. And that's all the time we have for today's discussion on the cybersecurity talent shortage. I want to thank our guests, Jasmine and Omi, for sharing their valuable insights and expertise on this critical topic. And as always, a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach out to us on our social channels. Join me next week on another Tech Bite.